ॐ सहनाभवतु सहनौ कथं सपुरुषः पार्थ कं घातयति हन्तिकम्. सो वी आर हियर दिस वर्स. See, we have, when you see the meaning of this verse, we also have to remember Shankara reminds us of the meaning of the previous verse also. No, yaha janati, yaha vijanati, yaha veda. He who knows. He who knows what? Yenam. Yenam is a relative pronoun. So come. Yenam means come. Knowing who, he knows who. One who has been, you know, earlier mentioned in the previous verse, which was na jayate mriyate va kadachit, the one who has been mentioned earlier in the previous verse. Who has been mentioned in the earlier verse? The self. How, what has been mentioned about the self there? Na jayate na mriyate va kadachit, is never born, never dies. Na jayate, na mriyate, na jayate mriyate va kadachit, nayam bhutva bhavita vana bhuyaha, ajaha, nityaha, shashvataha, puranaha. All these words, you know, reveal the sarupam of the atma, reveal the nature. Sarupam is a beautiful word, nature of the atma, nature of the self. Nature of the reality which is available for recognition as the self. Ajaha, nityaha, shashvataha, puranaha. Ajaha, why na jayate? Unborn, birthless. Na mriyate, shashvataha, therefore, na mriyate or shashvataha. And then he continues it. Yaha, so he who knows that self to be this. As ajaha, nityaha, shashvataha, puranaha. Okay, puranavaha, okay, beginninglessly there, but ever fresh, ever the same. Why? Because basically, atma is of the nature of changelessness. Okay, here we know the word changelessness. Self is of the nature of changelessness. Avikriyatvam atmanaha surupat. Okay, avikriyatvat is the main thing. Because it is not subject to change, it is of the nature of changelessness. So you say, na jayate. Why? All these kriya, jananam, maranam, birth and death, in between all these other things also, what? Implies that the change. When you say it is of the nature of changelessness, so all these things are not possible on the part of the atma. Basically. That's what we say. And one who knows this self, okay, if atma is of the nature of changelessness, and therefore atma is free from what? Free from janam, maranam, etc., free from birth, death, all other things. It is eternal, it is permanent, everything. Then atma is also what? Atma is unmoving. Atma is, it is, you know, is immobile. Therefore what? Atma is of the nature of silence. What does it mean? Atma is of the nature of actionlessness. No action is possible without the atma, but atma itself does not do any action. Okay? There is no action possible without the atma, but atma itself does not do any action. Nor does atma has any, atma claims itself to be the doer. Okay? Chaitanyam asti. Just consciousness is, reality is, the self is, but there is no action. Therefore, actionlessness is also what? Nature of the atma. So, one who knows this atma very well, that means what? One who knows the atma, he knows atma is free from doership and enjoyership. And such a person knows the atma means what? Not as an external object. One who knows the atma, the self of all the beings, the reality of the entire universe as one's own self, atmatvata. You are going to see that. One who knows the self as atma, the reality of the whole universe as the very self, as the meaning of the word I, and he would have definitely resolved his ahankara in that reality. Such a person, okay, he is free from doership. One who knows the Atma also, he is free from the notion that he is the doer and enjoyer. So the knower of the Atma, Atmajnaha, yaha Atmanam vijanati, saha karma karoti, sharirenava. He performs actions physically, he is active. But still he is free from the notion that he is the doer. The way he is free from the notion that he is the enjoyer. Why? Because he doesn't have identity with the body, mind, sense complex anymore. He does not disown the body. He does not, okay, disown the body, leave the body. Okay, he uses the body, he enjoys the body, he still, okay, has association with the body, but in understanding, okay, he knows self is not the body, mind, sense complex. He knows self is pure consciousness, and the self is free from doership and enjoyership, and he knows that self, the consciousness, is the substance or the substantive. Such a person is free from the notion that I am the doer, I am the enjoyer. Okay, is one thing. Therefore, such a person, kam hanti, kam ghatayati, katham hanti, katham ghatayati. That's what was said. Then one more reason, such a person, atmajnaha, is also what? Free from all. The next question goes, we are going to see the next topic is different, little different. The subjection was raised, that's fine. Yeah, how can you say one who knows, suppose even if a person knows Atma being free from actions, free from doership and enjoyership, one who knows the actionlessness being the nature of the Atma, how can he become free from doership and enjoyership? Why? Because if somebody knows, if I see a post in front of me remaining motionless, just knowing, seeing the post being motionless, how can I become motionless? Okay? How can you say, the objection was raised, the one who knows the post being free from actions, the post being motionless or actionless, he cannot become actionless. Similarly, knowing the Atma, one cannot become actionless. That objection was raised, very silly objection, but still afterward again say, hey, if you see a post in front of you being actionless, the post is different from you, the knower. Whereas here, the one who is action, one who is known to be of the nature of actionlessness is none other than the very self. Okay? Therefore, the one who knows the self to be actionless, okay, to be of the nature of actionlessness, becomes free from doership and enjoyership. Come on, don't raise such objections as answer. Then we moved on to the next thing. The next is going to be, I think we have to read that today. Before I enter there, I want to prepare, give you some understanding, and I let me go there. So to make the Bhashyam and easily understandable, let me explain to you this beforehand. See, the one who knows the self, yaha janati, yaha vijanati, yaha veda, one who knows the self, free from doership and enjoyership, because he knows the nature of the self being actionlessness. Not only that, he also knows, he knows the nature of the self being limitlessness. Such a person who has recognized the limitlessness also becomes free from limitations. The person who is free from limitations, if a knower of the self is free from all limitations, means, and he is free from all inadequacies. Once he is free from all inadequacies, naturally he is free from all the needs. Once he is free from all the needs, naturally he is free from the hold of desires. The desire cannot arise in a jnani for anything. The jnani does not give up the disease. The jnani is free from the hold of disease. How come? The desire does not arise at all for a jnani, one who knows the self. Why the desire does not arise at all? He is completely free from needs. There is no need. He is free from needs means what? He is free from inadequacy. Why? He is free from all limitations. How come? Because he has recognized this limitlessness of the limitlessness as the very surupam of the self. That means what? He is not dependent on anything external, an object or person or the situation or an action or the karma phalam or the karma for his being happy or for his being comfortable. He is not dependent. He is completely independent, emotionally independent. This is the greatest achievement of the on the part of the. This is why we need to understand the self. Who cares for the self? Why do I need to know the self? What the self is? If at all I know what the self is, I want to know what the self is. That knowledge of the self frees me from emotional dependence. I'm completely free from all the dependence. Understand? Therefore, because he's free from dependence, there is no need for the jnani to have any pressure of wanting to do something. And therefore, he doesn't need to do any karma. What is karma? Any action is always impelled by the desire. That does not mean a jnani remains lazy, idle. He does not do anything useful. He always sits and eats and sleeps. No, jnani is very active. He is very highly, 100% he is objective. He does not internalize. He is very active. He will be physically active. Mentally also he will be active. And he is not dependent on the karma phalas for his well-being or happiness. But he is also active, but with being free from the notion that he is the doer. That is what is naishkarmya siddhihi. Now what is naishkarmya siddhihi? Accomplishment of actionlessness means, naishkarmya siddhi means, this is another word for moksha. Accomplishing actionlessness is moksha. This is another word for moksha. Okay, he has attained naishkarmya siddhi. Attained moksha. Now, naishkarmya siddhi does not mean a person becomes nishkarmakaha. Doesn't become actionless person. He is active person. He is not actionless person. But he is free from the notion. He is free from doership and enjoyership. Okay? He is free from the doership and enjoyership. He is free from the notion that he is the doer. Not physically, he is not an inactive or lazy person. But he is not dependent on anything else. Therefore, there is no desire. Naturally, there is no desire which impels him to do actions. But he is doing actions for loka sangrahartham, for the well-being of the society. Just for the sake of doing things, he'll be doing. Not for his happiness, not for the fulfillment of his desires, because he's free from needs. Just say, a person who knows limitlessness is free from limitations, inadequacies, needs and desires. For no action he does is impelled by his desire. Okay, he is completely free from the pressure of wanting to do something, achieve something. Therefore, all the karma karmas, listen now, in karma kanda, we have lot of karmas prescribed. All the karmas prescribed in the karma kanda of the Veda, the rituals, etc., are not meant for a jnani. That is the question, that's the argument. It's all unnecessary, he's dragged. That is, all the karma kanda prescribed rituals are not prescribed for a jnani. And similarly, neither for the Vidvat Sannyasi nor for the Vividisha Sannyasi. The Vividisha Sannyasi also, the one who wants to know the self also, knows all these limitations. Okay, therefore he is also not interested, because why? He knows what is karma. Karma is time bound. In your any karupalam will be time bound. I am interested in timeless moksha. If jnanam alone is can be given timeless moksha, then I am not interested in karma. Therefore he is also dispassionate. Out of dispassion towards the results of actions, the Vividisha Sannyasi is not interested in the rituals prescribed in the karma kanda. And like he cannot perform. They have grown out of desire for, like we all cannot go and buy balloons anymore. Okay? And I won't be surprised if you want, that's a different thing because, okay, that's a different thing. At the same time, Vidvat Sannyasi also cannot, you know, perform rituals. What is the pressure? He is free from the whole very desires. Therefore, what the question comes? All the karma kanda rituals, all the varieties of rituals prescribed in the karma kanda are meant for, okay, now prescribed for an ajnani, not for a jnani. That's it, simply the question is, it is meant, said here. The karma kanda rituals are meant for the ajnani, not for a jnani. Not for a sannyasi. This is said. Then the objection comes. Come on. Why do you need to say separately the rituals prescribed in the... This all I'm telling you before I go to the bhashyam. This is what there in the bhashyam. Why do you tell us now the karma kanda rituals are prescribed for an ajnani, not for a jnani? Even the jnana kanda also is meant for ajnani only, not for a jnani. Why? Because for the person who already knows the self, need not study jnana kanda. Understand? Vishnasya Peshna, we are going to see that now. Why should he already grind the already ground? Okay? Not necessary. Say jnana kanda also. Jnana kanda also is what? Meant for ajnani only. So we don't need to make any distinction. We don't need to say distinctly that karma kanda, karma, rituals prescribed in the karma kanda are only for an ajnani. We don't need to say that separately. That is a simple objection raised, okay? It's all, see, in this month, this shloka, what is the connection? Why he is saying? I had to finish the whole bhashyam to understand the beauty of it. That this objection is raised. Then, no. Why it is said here? Because karma kanda rituals are prescribed, okay, for the person and who has yet to become qualified for jnanam. Even if the person has the purushartha nischaya, even if he knows jnanam is the ultimate goal, even having known, having understood knowledge being the ultimate goal, ultimate end of human life, still if the person is not ready for knowledge, he has to prepare him for the knowledge and then he has to do this karma. So how one has to gain from the antakarnam? Therefore two paths are prescribed here, etc. He talks more about the two paths in the following verses. The following bhashyam is going to follow, nothing to do much with this verse. But still in this, explaining this verse itself, he clarifies. Don't have any doubt. Definitely, yaha yenam atmanam na jayate shadbhavikararahitaha iti yaha janati. One who knows his self being free from all these sixfold modifications, no, definitely is free from doership and enjoyership. One being free from doership and enjoyership, he can never claim, not only the hana kriya, not only the act of killing, he cannot do any action with the notion that I am the doer. Nor can he activate, nor can he cause another person to do something. Understand? That is the main teaching, but explained here, discussed here, just to make our head very clear, is karma jnani performs actions. Jnani does not remain lazy, but he performs actions being free from the notion that he is the doer and enjoyer, That means he is free from doership and enjoyership. He is not free from performing actions. Okay? That is what is the main teaching. We have to do the Bhashyam further. And this is so today what I wanted to do, I explained all a little bit. Why karma kandu? I understood, I realized last class. If I tell you beforehand, when I do, it will be easy for you. Okay? And before I entered to this program, so nothing to do with this particular thing. To make it very clear, certain things, I want to give you some sort of introduction, like some understanding you need to have, which will help you to understand all these 11th to 30th, all the verses very clearly. I want to say, tell you something. Before you open the Bhashyam and read it fast, listen. We know now, see, Atma, when you say Atma na jayate, na mriyate, okay, na mriyate, kadapi, and then it is ajaha, nityaha, shashvataha, puranaha, okay, and then it is avinashi, avyayaha, all these words mean only one word, one thing, what? Atma. What is the word Atma? That which pervades everything. Sarvam apnoti iti Atma. The self. The self of what? Everything. The entire jagat. Okay? And what is it? Shuddha Chaitanyam. Pure consciousness. And what is it? It was also implied by another word. What? Brahman. Why there are two words? The same consciousness. Okay? When it understood as the reality, the self of the whole jagat, it is said to be what? So here, the same reality, with reference to the reality of the universe, is implied by the word Brahman. The same reality, with reference to an individual, is implied by the word Atma. It's like the same water, H2O, with reference to the ocean is Brahman, with reference to wave is Atma. Same H2O is implied by two different words. What is the word Brahma means? Brahma means it which has come from the root brh. Brahmate. Brahmate is the verb. Brahmati means grows big. So to become big, to be big. So Brahma means what? That which is limitlessly big is Brahman. That's the meaning. Same it in Brahman implies what? Consciousness. Atma means what? Apnoti sarvam iti Atma. To pervade. That which pervades everything is Atma. So these two words, Atma and Brahman, mean the same consciousness. But we use the word Atma to mean the consciousness with reference to an individual. Okay? With reference to the whole universe, we mean, use the word Brahman to imply the same consciousness. And this consciousness, the reality implied by the word Atma and Brahman, I don't need to use the word Brahman here, I want to just tell you. Is what now? Ajaha, Nityaha, Shashvataha, Puranaha, Avyayaha, Avinashi, indestructible, because Avikriyatvata. We know this. That means what? Is no beginning, is no end, means it is absolutely eternal. What do we say? Absolutely eternal. That which is absolutely eternal is Sat. Absolutely eternal. And absolutely eternal reality is what? Sat. Self-existent. Is not dependent on anything else for its existence. Okay, apart from that, what else is there? We say, listen carefully, the jagat. Listen to the jagat. What is this jagat? Jayate gachati iti jagat. That which comes and goes. Comes, goes. Comes, goes. Comes, goes. Jayate gachati iti jagat. The jagat also is known as what? Known by another word, prapanchaha. Prapanchate iti prapanchaha. Lokaha. Lokyate iti lokaha. That which is seen, perceived is lokaha. Objectified. It also lokaha. This jagat, does it have a beginning? Next question comes. Okay. Absolutely eternal is consciousness, the self, we know that. To understand that better, we have to analyze the Jagat now. What about the Jagat? What is Jagat? The entire, okay, anything which is available for objectification is Jagat, is part of the Jagat, belongs to the Jagat. Anything which is available for objectification is Jagat. So the whole Jagat is what now? Including your mind. Okay? Mind, pranaha, pancha karma indriyani, pancha jnana indriyani, five sense organs, five organs of action, five physiological functions, antahkaranam with all varieties of thoughts, and then this gross physical body, all of them belong to the universe Jagat. So it's a whole Jagat which is inclusive of every individual, okay, subtle and gross bodies. Is, you know, meant by the word Jagat. Jagat means we have to include always everything. You don't exclude yourself. In the sense, the physical, your physical body and mind, don't exclude it. Jagat is always inclusive of your mind, your senses, your pranas, your physical body. This is Jagat. Does this Jagat have beginning? So according to our Shastram, this Jagat also has no beginning. Jagat also has no end. This Jagat always exists. Jagat also always exists. Always it exists. There is no time when the Jagat does not exist. Oh, then Jagat also is eternal then. Yes. Jagat also is eternal. But Jagat is not absolutely eternal. How eternal it is? Why do we say it is eternal? Because it has no beginning, it has no end. It also exists always. But it is not absolutely eternal, but it is perennially eternal. Jagat is perennially eternal, not absolutely eternal, like the consciousness. Then we say, what is this Jagat which is perennially eternal? What do we mean by that? I say, all that is, the whole Jagat, which is available for sense perception. Available for sense perception, which is also available for transactions, which is available for use, okay, use, we say is what? Gross universe. Okay, this is called sthula prapanchaha, gross universe. Why? Because it is useful. It is transactable. And it is available for perception for all of us. I see the light, you also see the light. All of you see the light. It is perceptible, okay, visible, perceptible, okay, and for all of us. So that which is perceptible for all of us, everybody is what? Gross universe. So that's why all our physical bodies also belong to the gross universe. This is thula prapanchaha. This is tangible, okay, perceptible, for all of us perceptible. That is thula prapanchaha. And this thula prapanchaha, and we have another one also, which is called sukshma prapanchaha, subtle universe, subtle manifestation, universe. Why we call subtle? The subtle universe being there can be understood. Subtle universe being manifest can be understood, but subtle universe cannot be perceived through senses. That is why it's called subtle. For example, our own physical bodies is available for all our perceptions. All of us can see all our bodies, but I cannot see your minds. None of you can see my mind. None of us can see each other's minds. None of us can see each other's sense powers. Therefore, the subtle body is known only to me. My subtle body is known only to me. Your subtle body is known only to you. Therefore, subtle universe, that's why it's called subtle. Similarly, the gross universe is available for sense perception, but subtle universe is not available for sense perception, but the subtle universe being manifest can be understood. Therefore, the subtle universe, gross universe and subtle universe together, we say Jagat. Vasukshma Sthula Prapanchaha. There is both subtle and gross manifestation of the whole Jagat. If we say this is perennially eternal, and what do we mean by the word creation? There is no real creation. Something can be said to be created or the creation only if it comes into being without having existed before. When the carpenter makes the stool, okay, the stool, the Nama Rupa was not there before. The carpenter works on it. What he brings to, okay, what he creates is, he does not create the wood, but he creates what? The table, the name and form. It was not there before, so it is brought newly into being. Therefore, it's called creation. Therefore, can we say the whole Jagat is creation? No. The whole Jagat is not creation. Why? This Thula Sukshma Prapancha, okay? In the Samagram Jagat, the Samagraha Prapanchaha, Sthula Rupena, Sukshma Rupena, Yad Jagat Vartate, Tad Jagat Purameva Asit. It was there even before it came into manifestation, before it became manifest. How was it? Because out of nothing, something cannot come into being. So it must have existed before. This entire universe existed before it originated. So where was it there? How was it? Okay? It was unmanifest. Simple thing. What is it? The sthulam jagat, the sthula sukshma, okay? The jagat in the form of sthula and sukshma remained, okay, in an unmanifest condition, unmanifest form, in a potential form, in a seed form. Like what? Like the big tree in a smallest seed. Understand? There's a seed, the tree, the fruits, the flowers, the number of petals, okay, all the trunks, all the branches, all the leaves, big trunk, everything, all about the fragrance of flowers, the fragrance of fruits, everything, all about the big, huge tree was there in an unmanifest condition inside the seed. Shankara says in Dakshinamurti Stotram, no, Bijasyantarivankuro Jagadidam Prang Nirvikalpam Punaha. The whole Jagat was in an unmanifest condition. Unmanifest condition. Where? In the seed. Everything was there inside. Nirvikalpam, okay? Undifferentiatedly it was there. It was already there, unmanifest. So the seed starts growing, it evolves into a plant, then it evolves into a full-fledged tree. Like that, there was something before, the cause of the jagat, the cause of the jagat was there, and that evolves into sukshma prapancha, then into a sthula prapancha. Like the seed evolves into a plant, then into a big tree. Similarly, the whole jagat remained in unmanifest condition. It is already there. Understand? And what is that? This unmanifest potential seed universe is what? Is called Maya, Avidya, Avyakritihi, Prakritihi, Avyaktam. Avyaktam, Avyakritihi, Maya, Avidya, Prakritihi. All these words mean the same. The unmanifest universe. All the words are the words, the names, again for the same jagat. Okay? Same universe, then unmanifest condition is meant by these words. Unmanifest condition is meant by these words. Understand? Hem jagat. And all of them I say, therefore the whole jagat is, we say, matter. When you say jagat is matter, what does it mean? It's a material product. We can say pancha bhautikaha prapanchaha, pancha bhautikam jagat, five elemental model this universe, which have come into being from subtle and gross elements. We are not going to do the details of that now. So I want to understand this much. The whole universe was now material product. Even if we use our own language, suppose in different languages, matter and energy, okay, we can say the whole jagat is what? Either the whole jagat is nothing but matter and energy, and both are interconvertible. Energy can be converted into matter, matter can be converted into energy. The whole jagat is what? Material. Okay? Prakritihi. Okay? Whole jagat is prakriti, the material cause. Manifestation of the material cause. Then Maya is also known as what? The material cause. This is some different material or what? Whole jagat is that. Therefore, we have to understand jagat exists always. Either it exists in an unmanifest condition, or it exists as manifest universe. That is the nature of the matter. That is the nature of the Maya. It cannot remain. Okay? It becomes manifest, again it contracts, again it becomes unmanifest. Becomes manifest, again it becomes unmanifest. In the standpoint of the universe, the manifestation is looked upon as srishtihi, the jagat becoming unmanifest is looked upon as pralayaha or layaha. Srishti, laya. Where it is there in between? Sthiti. Constantly happening. Constantly. Maya is there. What is Maya? Jagat being unmanifest. Maya is not there. Jagat is manifest. Understand? What is Maya again? Hey, Jagat always exists. To understand this, you have to analyze your deep sleep state. And what happens? In deep sleep state, don't think that why I'm talking unnecessarily in between. Because I haven't prepared you enough, I have to tell you all these things to take you to the next part of the Bhashyam. This is the problem, okay? We analyze the deep sleep state, You understand? Jagat is always there. The knowledge that Jagat is not there. Understand? For the one who is asleep, the knowledge that the universe is not there. Therefore, the knowledge being not there is knowledge being unmanifest. Knowledge being unmanifest is Jagat being unmanifest. Therefore, we say Maya is what now? The avidya is unmanifest knowledge. In fact, ignorance is what? Total ignorance is total knowledge being unmanifest. This is Jagat. You can't question why it is happening. That is the nature of the Maya. Okay, the next question comes. Therefore, what is therefore the Maya is in fact the causal universe. Karanam Jagat. So we have Stulam Jagat, Sukshmam Jagat, Stul, okay? So this Karanam Jagat, the causal universe is always, one more word now, for Maya, Prakriti, Avyakriti, Avyaktam, Avidya, one more word is what? Causal universe, Karanam Jagat. Jagat Karana Rupena Vartate. Jagat Karana Rupena Vartate. Then the Karanam Jagat becomes what? Sukshma first, then Stulam. Then the Karanam is in the form of Stula Sukshma. Causal universe, subtle manifestation, then this gross manifestation. Now we'll come to the next thing. So this knowledge, manifest or unmanifest, understand? Where does it exist? Understand? You should have a locus. This Maya exists, we don't know. This Maya, Karanam Jagat, either it is manifest or it's not manifest, where does it exist? This is where we come to understand this perennially eternal universe which is constantly becoming manifest and unmanifest and manifest and unmanifest. Okay? Does not exist outside of consciousness. Understand? Consciousness is there always. We'll see it now. Last class, I told you something. I don't know whether you still remember this or not. I told you, if there is a pond full of still water, disturbance free, silent, quiet, still water, and the water has stillness. I told you, the water is not dependent on the stillness for its existence. But the stillness cannot exist independent of the water. Stillness is not an attribute of the water. Stillness is not an intrinsic property of the water. But stillness is inseparable from the water. Stillness does not exist independent of the water, but stillness is. We cannot say stillness is totally non-existent, tucham. No. Stillness is not unreal. Why? We do see the stillness. Is stillness absolutely real? No. Why? Stillness cannot exist independent of the water. Therefore, it is not absolutely real. With reference to still water, we can say water is absolutely real vastu, but stillness is neither real. Why? It has no independent existence. Nor is it unreal, because we can't say it does not exist at all. It is very much there. And stillness even not even separable from the water. Understand? Stillness is. But when the stillness is, water swarup means what? H2O. When there is stillness of water, swarupam of the water is the satyam, stillness is mithya. Why? Because stillness, water does not depend upon stillness for its existence, but stillness has no meaning without water. Understand? Therefore, stillness is what? Mithya. But stillness exists in water. There is not, okay, the possessed difference is not there between the water and the stillness. They are not two different things. They are separable. Stillness is not separable from the water. That means, okay, what we should say, stillness is mithya, but water is satyam. Why water? What is water? H2O is satyam. Then stillness is disturbed. Stillness undergoes change. Then we see there are full of roaring waves and ripples of water. Stillness of water has gone, ripples of water and waves of water. In waves also, what is intrinsically satyam is the H2O. H2O has not undergone change. H2O continues to be H2O. In stillness, water, the H2O was satyam. In waves also H2O is the satyam. But in when there are waves, what is not there is stillness. So what are the waves and ripples, the nama rupas? Modifications of, modified forms of stillness. But all the ripples and waves become quiet slowly. Oh, ripples and waves have become unmanifest. Where? In the form of stillness. Understand? Whether the stillness is there, stillness is disturbed, it is not outside of water. Disturbed stillness is the waves. Okay, quietened waves is the stillness, not outside of water. Satyam is always the H2O. It has not given up its intrinsic nature. It always remains H2O. The stillness also has no beginning. Understand? Is there a birth? Can we say the birth? Wave is born. From the standpoint of the wave, even though we say wave is born, waves are manifestations of stillness. When the stillness, waves become unmanifest, unmanifest condition of the potential seed, unmanifest condition of the waves is stillness. What is, then can we say there are two things, stillness and what are the two different things? No. Understand? Water is not the stillness. Stillness is nothing but water. It looks as though two. Stillness is water. Waves also is what? Water. Understand? Similarly, the consciousness, the absolutely real vastu, the reality, which is of the nature of knowledge, pure knowledge, jnana swarupam, Okay, Atma, Jnana Surupa Atma, is always the same. It's no beginning, na jayate, na mriyate, okay, ajaha, shashvataha, permanent, unchanging. Understand? Nityaha, avyayaha, avinashi. How can stillness destroy the water? How can the waves destroy the water? Nor can the water destroy the stillness. Understand? Change of shape and form is selective destruction. That is within the realm of material things. Understand? And so, so consciousness is absolutely, relatively indestructible. And then matter, the Maya Jagat also is what? Relatively destructible. Relative destruction is just the change of the form, shape and name. That's all. And that is the nature. This is how the Maya is. We have no say over it. Understand? There are only two things now. Reduce the two into one. First we say stillness and water. Then we say stillness is water. Stillness is disturbed. Okay? Stillness undergoes change to become waves. But the water continues to be H2O. What was Satyam H2O in the stillness is continues to be the same H2O in the waves. No change. Always the same. Similarly, consciousness is satya atma, is always ajaha, nityaha, shashvataha, puranaha. Understand? But what is here is what? This shariram, all the jagat, when you say the maya becomes manifest, again unmanifest jagat becomes maya. This is how vastu is. Therefore, as maya, for which to understand Maya also is what? Now, how to know what is Maya? We have to analyze our own deep sleep state experience to understand what is total ignorance. The total jagat being manifest implies total knowledge being unmanifest. Total knowledge being unmanifest is what? Total ignorance. And the total ignorance, the total knowledge being unmanifest is experienced. As you are sleeping, you cannot say, I am sleeping now, I know there is total ignorance, you can't say that. Okay, you have to wake up from sleep. Why? Because if you are there, then jagat is manifest. Knowledge is manifest. That is why people want to know, I want to be sleeping and I want to know I'm sleeping. It's impossible. You can never know what the pralayam is. Therefore, it's known. When you wake up from sleep, you understand the total knowledge being unmanifest. It's objectified. Okay? Total knowledge being unmanifest is what? Maya. Avidya. That is available objectification. But you can recollect the experience. And what is there because of the presence of which total knowledge being unmanifest, avidya being there is known. That is consciousness. That Chaitanyam consciousness is what? Absolutely eternal. What about Maya? Perennially eternal. Why? It becomes unmanifest. When the Maya is manifest, Maya is not there. Jagat is, okay? Jagat, Maya is manifest as the Jagat, then Maya is not. Maya is in the form of Jagat. The Jagat becomes unmanifest, that is Maya. That is why Maya is said to be the creative power of, stillness is said to be the creative power of the water. Understand now? Maya is said to be the creative power of the Lord. And this Maya alone, we see in temples, personified as Durga. Whether we praise Maya, we still praise whom? If you sing in praise of the stillness, you are still singing in praise of the water only. Why? Stillness is water, isn't it? Stillness is nothing but water, isn't it? When you sing in praise of stillness, you are ultimately singing in praise of whom? The water. Understand? Therefore, now the question comes, where to put I? Where can I put the I? Whether with this object, world of object, whether I can claim the body, this mind, the mind which is an object of knowledge. Understand? The pranas, the physiological functions, the physical body, all of them are objects of knowledge. Can I claim this I, these as I, or can I claim consciousness as I? Where can I put the I? What can I claim to, claim as I now? Then what is the self? When the jagat is unmanifest, when there is maya, when there is avidya, there is total ignorance, this total knowledge is unmanifest, what is there is consciousness. When the total knowledge is manifest, what is there is consciousness. Understand? What is the self now? Myself, yourself, that self, this self, himself, herself, the self. We can't even say selves. No way. There is only self. The self of everything is what? Consciousness. And one, that consciousness is of the nature of actionlessness. Consciousness does not do any action. Why? All the attributes, all the nama rupas are what? Belong to the maya jagat, the material products. Consciousness is free from actions. Minus consciousness, there cannot be stillness, there cannot be waves. Minus water, listen, minus water, without water, stillness cannot exist, nor can waves exist. But water itself does not jump. Understand? But that which jumps in the form of wave is water. No jumping, no roaring on the part of the waves is possible without water. But the water itself does not do anything. Similarly, minus consciousness, no thinking, no knowing, no breathing, no seeing, no hearing, no function, no action is possible. No using the will is possible. But consciousness itself is free from all actions. Without consciousness, no experience is possible. Understand? But every experience is consciousness. Therefore, now the one who knows this very clearly, this is the mind, this is all just the manifestation of maya, which is not outside of, they're just a manifestation of knowledge. Whole jagat is manifestation of knowledge. Whole jagat is pure knowledge. And satyam is, atma is what? Pure consciousness. Which is ajaha, nityaha, shashvataha, puranaha, na jayate, na mriyate. Listen now. Consciousness na jayate, na mriyate. If both, we can say now, jagat also understand now, reduce both two into one. Say stillness is water. Now just tell me. Na jayate, na mriyate, va kadachit. Ajaha shashvataha puranaha. Therefore, avinashi, avyayaha, it can never increase in size, shape, form, quantity, or decrease. Neither can it become less. Avyayaha. Therefore, one who knows this self, one who knows the self, katam saha purushaha Hanti. Kam hanti. Kam ghatayati. Not possible. What about all these karmas prescribed in the karma kanda then? Okay. This self, which is of the nature of actionlessness, which is free from doership and enjoyership, is, he knows that self is what? The self. One who has resolved his aham. He can't resolve aham in, all that is there is stillness and water, the wave can't resolve aham in where? In the water. Understand? Similarly, every individual, the self, resolve aham in consciousness. Where is that? One who knows this, saha, kam hanti, kam ghatayati, katam hanti, katam ghatayati. Why? It's not an he does not see the actionlessness of the Atma as an object of, belong as nature, an object which is person, objectified. He knows this actionlessness as the very self, the nature of the very self. Understand? Then, therefore, all the karma kanda rituals are prescribed for whom? For the one who does not know the self. Understand? One who knows the self, karma kanda of the Veda prescribes all the rituals for the one who does not know the self. One who knows the self need not perform the rituals, in fact cannot perform the rituals, need not perform the rituals because he is free from needs. Inadequacy, limitations. He cannot perform because he is free from doership and enjoyership. To perform an action, one must have really doership and enjoyership. Therefore, that's what Shankara is going to say next.
Yatha.
Buddhyadi.
Ahritasya.
Shabdadi arthasya. Avikriyaha yevasan. Buddhivritti. Aviveka vijnanena. Avidyaya. Upalabdha. Atma kalpyate. Kalpyate. Yevameva. Atma. Anatma. Viveka jnanena. Buddhivritya. Vidyaya. Asatya rupaya eva. Paramarthataha. Avikriyaha eva. Atma. Vidvan. Uchyate. Vidushaha. Karma asambhava vachanate. Yani karmani. Shastrena vidhiyante. Tani. Avidushaha. Vihitani. Iti. Bhagavataha. Nischayaha. Avagamyate. See here, yatha, just as buddhyadi ahritasya shabdadi arthasya avikriyaha evasan buddhi vritti aviveka vijnanena. See here, when we say the whole jagat is known, when you say known, it's an object of knowledge. Then any object of knowledge is there, means what? There is a knowledge. Knowledge of a given object. And that knowledge is what? Vritti. Knowledge of any object is what? Vrittihi. Antahkarna vrittihi. Antahkarna is thought modification. That's what? Antahkarna vrittihi. And that when the object, so who is the knower there? When you say the world is known, there is what is supposed shabdadi, sound. I hear the sound, I see the form. I know the form and color through my eyes. I know the sound through my ears. So shabda, adi shabda stands for all the five objects. We have the knowledge of five different objects through five different senses. Understand? So all the five different things which are known through, perceived through five different senses are five different objects of knowledge. That means what? There is knowledge of five different objects. That knowledge is what? Antahkarana vrittihi. Antahkarana vrittihi. When you say there is an object of knowledge, that implies knowledge being there. Understand? When there is knowledge, knowledge implies the knower being there, subject being there. There is light, is knowledge. Light is an object of knowledge. There is knowledge that there is light. That knowledge is possible because there must be somebody who knows the light being there. There must be knower. Without the knower, knowledge is not possible. Without the knowledge, object of knowledge cannot be there. There cannot be something called the known without the knowledge. Without, understand now. And without the knower, no knowledge is possible. And who is the knower? The knower is Atma. Okay? The knower, because of the presence of whom, the knowledge, the vritti is possible. Because the presence of which, the object of knowledge becomes the known, that is possible, that knower is the Atma. Understand? But what happens? But aviveka vijnanena, because the lack of the discriminative understanding between the vritti and the self, the knower. Vritti also is object of knowledge. The knowledge also is object of knowledge. Understand? So what Shankara says in this context is here, buddhi vritti aviveka vijnanena. Aviveka vijnana means what? Due to the lack of discriminative knowledge of what is vritti and who is the knower. Okay, the knowledge also is object of knowledge there. Because he is not able to differentiate, distinguish the self, the knower, from the known knowledge vritti. Vritti. We really speaking, we do not know mistake. We mistake the self or the vritti. Understand? In fact, the knower is the Atma. That's the meaning. Now, is it clear now? We mistake because we don't differentiate the known, the knowledge, the vritti, and the knower. Mistake the vritti for the knower. Understand? But actually speaking, the knower is the Atma. Not understand, the vritti is an object of knowledge and the knower of the vritti is Atma, the consciousness. Is it clear? In second step, go to next one now. Now, similarly, yatha, the knower of the object of knowledge is the Atma. Similarly, the knower of the Atma also is the same Atma. Knower of the subject also is the Atma. Knower of the object of knowledge, knower of the subject of knowledge is both the Atma. Who knows the knower? Oh, I am the knower. Understand? Who knows that? Because everything else is evident to self. Self is self-evident, isn't it? The knower of the Atma, knower of the Anatma, is both one and the same Atma. When you say, oh, everything else is object of knowledge, listen carefully. the whole Jagat is an object of knowledge. All the five different objects of knowledge. The body is object of knowledge. Okay, knowledge is object of knowledge. Every antakkala vritti is an object of knowledge. The entire mind is object of knowledge. The knowledge that I am is object of knowledge. The knowledge that the world is object of knowledge. Ignorance is object of knowledge. Knowledge is object of knowledge. Entire mind is object of knowledge. Okay, and the knower is who? The knower is the consciousness. Knower is the self. Now, knower is the self. Knower is the consciousness. Thereby, okay, by analyzing this, by negating all the objects as objects of knowledge, you arrive at what is the subject, that which is there in all three states of experience as the very aham. Okay, as the witness of three such experience is the pure consciousness. That pure consciousness is in fact the knower. When you understand the knower, who the knower is, the knower of the knower also is who? Same consciousness, isn't it? So knowledge of anything else, any object is an object, is a vritti. Similarly, knowledge of the Atma being this, okay, consciousness being the knower, is also what? Vritti, antahkarana vritti. See, knowledge of anything is antahkarana vritti. He understands this much, is enough today. Knowledge of anything is a thought. Similarly, knowledge of the self also is a thought. Any thought is mithya. Similarly, this thought, the knowledge of the self also is what? A thought which is a mithya. Self alone is satyam. That's what he wants to say here. Understand? Didn't understand? What he wants to say is, please understand, knowledge of any object is an antahkarana vrittihi, a thought modification. Any thought is what? Mithya. Understand? And knowledge of the self is also what? You analyze, you have this drittrishiveka prakriya dvara, avastatriya prakriya dvara, you understand what the self is. How the whole Jagat is material product. The only spirit behind the whole Jagat material universe is the consciousness, the self. You understand? Okay? And then the knowledge takes place. Knowledge of the Atma is also an antahkarana vrittihi. That vritti is also what? Mithya. Understand? Satyam is only consciousness. Why you have to say that? Najayate mriyate vakadachit. Everything comes and goes. Everything is mithya. Including the knowledge of the self comes and disappears. What does not disappear at all? Comes and they keep on changing, okay? What is there always without undergoing any change, without any motion and movement and changelessly, is the consciousness. And listen, why? Katam any kriya is possible? This is an explanation, okay, further for ascertainment of clarity. Is it clear? Therefore, consciousness alone is satyam. Even the knowledge, Atma alone is satyam. Knowledge of the Atma is also vrittihi. That is also what? Asatya rupa vrittihi. I mean what? Mithya eva. Okay? And here we say, so, that's okay, fine. The knower of the object also is what? The self. Knower of the subject also is the self. But when one knows the self, the one who knows the self, okay, then he can distinguish the self from the vritti. One who does not know the self cannot distinguish the self from the vritti. Simple thing. This much she wants to say here. Have you understood now what I said? Is it clear? I have said everything in these three sentences. Okay, first of all, he says this much. One who knows the self does not mistake the vritti for the self. One who does not know the self mistakes the vritti, antakkana vritti, for this self. And he says, the knowledge of any object also is a vritti. Knowledge of the subject also is a vritti. Any vritti is mithya. Is it clear? Okay. Therefore, avikriyaha eva paramarthataha, absolutely, avikriyaha eva atma. Okay, the self is always changeless. Paramarthataha avikriyaha eva atma. The self, the consciousness, is always changeless. Therefore, one who knows the self is who now? Vidwan. Understand now? One who, vid means knowledge. One who has the knowledge of the self is vidwan. And for him, vidushaha, karma asambhava vachanat. Therefore, it is said what? One who knows the self is free from what? Doership and enjoyership. Free from inadequacies also. Need, therefore, karma asambhavaha. It is impossible for the one who knows the self to have the doership. Okay? To have the notion that he is the doer. Asambhavaha means what? The impossibility is said here. Karma asambhava vachanate, because it has been said before, it is impossible for the one who knows the self to have the doership. Okay? To have the notion that he is the doer. Therefore, and yani karmani shastrena vidhiyante. This is all meant for people who in India, there are many Vaidikas, okay? Vaidikas means what? I told you already, those who live a life of dharma are Vaidikas. There are also people who have studied Vedas thoroughly, karmakandas, and who perform rituals regularly, also known as Vaidikas. So for such people, it is said here, when they get stuck with the rituals and the results of rituals, they cannot go leaving the karma, they can't proceed. For such people, it is also mentioned here. Therefore, karma, vidushaha karma asambhava vachanat, because it is impossible for the jnani to have any doership or enjoyership. Yani karmani shastrena vidhiyante, whatever karmas, rituals have been prescribed by the karmakanda of the shastram. Shastrena means karma shastrena. Okay, karma kanda, vedasya, karma kande na, karma kande, yani shastrani vidhiyante, whatever rituals have been prescribed vidhiyante, tani, those rituals, avidushaha vihitani, they have been prescribed for the benefit of the non-knower of the self, or the one who does not know the self. Avidushaha, not for vidushaha. Is it clear now? Vidushaha na vidiyante, tani avidushaha vihitani, yani karmani shastrena vidhiyante, whatever karmas, rituals, what rituals have been prescribed in the karmakanda of the Veda, they have been prescribed for the avidushaha, for the one who does not know the self, not for the one who knows the self. That's all simple. Iti bhagavataha nischayaha. So Bhagavan firmly intends to say here, intends, what Bhagavan intends here, Krishna intends here. In this verse, Shankara says this, okay? Bhagavataha nischayaha. Okay, what Bhagavan definitely intends here is that the rituals prescribed in the Karmakanda are not for the vidwan, but it is meant for the avidwan, ignorant person, one who is ignorant of the self. Why? The one who knows the self is free from doership and enjoyership. Why? He has already resolved aham in the, he is free from all limitations. He is free. Once you don't have the doership, it is impossible for you to do the karma. See, aham karta, okay, mama idam kartavyam, I have to do this. That I have to do this. Mama idam kartavyam, aham karta, iti bhavana, okay, iti only if he has that thing, then it is possible for him to do the karma. This person who knows, who sees everything as, one who looks at everything as whole as jnanam. That's why I gave it like that. Understand now, why I explained it beforehand. It is impossible. It's not overnight, okay? Completely free from the needs. Amazing. Ivas asambhavachanat yani shastra karmani shastre vidhiyante tani avidushah eva vihitani. They've been prescribed only for the sake of the ignorance, one who is ignorant of the self, not for the one who knows the self. Okay? Iti Bhagavan wants to say here, avagamyate, Shankara says, it is understood here, Shankara says, it is understood here that Bhagavan intends what? The Shastra action, the karmani which have been prescribed in the Shastram are meant for the ignorant of, one who is ignorant of the self, not for the one who knows the self. Why? Because one who knows the self is free from doership and enjoyership. The one who does not so know the self alone can have the notion that I am the doer, I have to do this. Only such a person can perform rituals. It's a simple thing. Okay, one second, only one few lines of English. Nano. Vidyapi avidushah eva vidhiyate. Okay, I'll be slow. Nano vidyapi avidushah eva vidhiyate. Here the objection, the nano comes always objection, okay? Nano means what? It is objection. Is raised here. What objection? See, what is this? Why do you want to tell us this karma, all the rituals prescribed in the karma kanda are meant for the one who does not know the self? What for who? Even the jnana kanda is meant for whom? Jnana kanda also is meant for the one who does not know the self. Not only the karma kanda is meant for the one who does not know the self, Jnanaka, not only the Karmakanda rituals are prescribed for the one who does not know the self, Jnanakanda also is meant for the one who does not know the self. If it's meant for the one who knows the self, then it is like grinding the already ground. Understand? Why do you want to say this? Something simply of objection comes. Shankara thinks and he has said something there. Nano. Vidya api. Vidya means what here? Knowledge. Here knowledge means what? Jnana kandaha. Not only the subject matter of the karma kanda is prescribed for the one who is ignorant of the self. Vidya, the jnana kanda, subject matter of the jnana kanda also avidushaha eva. It's also vidhiyate. This also is meant for, prescribed for the one who is ignorant of the self. Not for vidushaha. He says, vidita vidyasya.
Vidita vidyasya.
See, vidita vidyaha means what? Vidya viditaha yena. See, listen carefully. Vidya vidita yena. Saha vidita vidyaha. Vidya, vidita, yena, the one by whom knowledge has been known. Okay, the one by whom knowledge has been known, the one who has known the self. Here vidya means again knowledge again. One who knows the self, for him, vidita vidyaha is a vidwan. for the one who knows the self, pishta peshanavathu, peshanam means what? Grinding, gerund, okay? Peshanam. Pishtam means what? Mav, flour, okay? Ground. Pishtasya peshanam means what? Grinding of the already ground. Tamil expression, arachchadave arikirudu, okay? Pishta peshanavathu. Vat means what? Like. It is like, if we say this, he just wants to simply say that. Okay, pishta peshanavathu, vidya vidhana anarthakyat. Vidya vidhana anarthakyat. Anarthakya means what? Hey, it is meaningless if the jnanakanda is meant for the one who knows the self, and it is what? It is like grinding off the already ground. Therefore, it is meaningless. It becomes meaningless. Therefore, don't make it meaningless. Please say, Jnanakanda is also for the one who does not know the self. Karmakanda also is not for the one who does not know the self. Specially, you don't need to talk about it. The whole Veda is for the one who does not know the self, ultimately to know the self. Understand? Why do you specially mention about it? Hey, we do not say it's only for those who does the Karmakanda rituals also meant for the one who does not know the self. Why I mention here, the question comes here. He doesn't like, okay, the person who objects says, don't say that. Especially the Karmakanda rituals are prescribed for the one who does not know the self. Don't say that. Why? Jnanakanda also is meant for the one who does not know the self. What is the big deal? Whole Veda is for the one who does not know the self. Why do you want to bring in here in between? You're talking about the one who knows the self. Because the jnani, one who knows the self, need not do rituals. Why? Because he cannot do rituals. Why? Because he's free from doership and enjoyership. He's also free from limitations. He is free from inadequacies. He's free from very hold of desires. Nothing he has to accomplish. In fact, emphasis the meaning of the word Yaha Veda. Katam Hanti, Katam Kam Hanti. Understand, it's impossible for him to involve in any action with the notion that I am the doer. I have to do this. To say that only I'm mentioning here. Okay, see, simply. People always can think, you know. Not that I don't say that it is karma jnanakanda is meant for somebody. He says, you don't need to say that. It is unnecessary for you to say that it's meant for those who do not know the self. No, it is necessary for me to say this here. Why? Because I have to talk about the one who knows the self. That's a simple elaboration of. Okay, I'll see the next class. I take explain this to you. I have to give you the answer now. Okay? What's the answer I should give? What is the need for him to mention that karmakanda rituals are not prescribed for a jnani? When the whole Veda, including Jnanakanda, is meant for the one who does not know the self. He doesn't need to special. Why? That's your objection. We'll see the answer next class. In fact, there is, even though we talk so much about this, the matter and energy and all that, okay, matter or energy is not outside of consciousness. In fact, it is no independent existence. That is why samagram bhautikam bhutaibhyah jatam, okay, bhautikam jagat is what, because the convertibility of jagat becoming unmanifest and the manifest, no, is in fact, that's what we said, maya. That is why the word anirvachaniya is amazing word. Anirvachaniya. Nirvachana means what? You can definitely say this is how it is. Anirvachaniyam, inexplicable that is. Even if you analyze the word stillness, this is anirvachaniya. Stillness is anirvachaniyam. It is neither satyam nor asatyam. It's not unreal, nor is it real. What it is there, it is very much there. What is it? Anirvachaniyam. When there are only waves and ripples, where is stillness? Oh my God. Stillness is not there. What do you mean by all this noise and roaring, nothing but stillness? But stillness, you can't see the stillness. Stillness is the home of roaring. And all the noise goes quiet. Stillness. This is the nature. This is how Maya is. This is why Maya is anirvachaniya. When you say Jagat, talk, say the mind. Just the physical gas is very clear. Mind is the problem. That is why he talks separately about it. The grass can be easily objectified. What you cannot objectify, even though you objectify it, you mistake the object for the subject. Why? Due to its, because it is very subtle and inseparability. It's very difficult, no? It's very natural for the water being mistaken for a wave because of distance, because it's not distance. Upadhi is mistaken for the Upahita. Understand? So here, there's a vritti. Vritti aviveka vijnanena. Okay? Because it's no, due to the lack of discriminative knowledge of what is vritti and what is atma, you mistake the vritti for the atma. But when you know what the self is, then you can distinguish the self from the vritti. You will not mistake the vritti for the self. When, even though knowledge of the self is a vritti, knowledge of atma is a vritti, knowledge of anatma is also antakkarna vritti. That's a simple thing to say. Knowledge of anatma is also antakkarna vritti. Knowledge of the atma is also antakkarna vritti. That knowledge in the form of antakkarna vritti also is anatma. Mithya. Understand? That's what he is trying to say that. Therefore, and one who knows such self, one who knows even this vritti, the knowledge of the atma, knowledge of the atma also is mithya antakkarna vritti. One who knows. Because of one who knows the self, and that person, he knows self, the nature of the self very well, and he does not, he knows the self as na jayate, na mriyate, etc., na achalaha, stanu, etc., and such a person is what? He is definitely free from doership and enjoyership. Therefore, tasya vidushaha karma asambhava vachanat. It is impossible for such a jnani to be involved in actions. All the shastrena vihitani karmani, just because Veda prescribes karmas, now the jnani can perform. Even though shastra vihita karmani also, not only he cannot do any other worldly karma with the doership and enjoyership, even the shastra vihitam karma, the karmas prescribed in the karma kanda also he cannot do. In fact, they are not meant for the jnani. They are meant for the avidwan. Avidushaha eva vihitani. He wants to say. This person brings another question. Why do you say that? You don't need to say that at all. It is already known. The whole Veda, not only the karma kanda, jnana kanda also is meant for the one who does not know the self. It is not for the one who knows the self. We don't need, if it is for the one who already knows the self, then it is like a pittasya peshnavata. Okay, it becomes meaningless. You know, it's not tenable. Okay, you don't need to say that. The objection comes. why I want to do it, please, please, why I want to say this is because of this reason he was going to give an answer. We'll see next class. Is it clear? Hope I have not confused you today. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnam Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavasishyate. Om Shanti 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 Hari Om Tat Sat. Shri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.